Hey, what's up, guys? This is Greg Roulette, and I am very excited for today's special call where we're going to be talking about a unique opportunity to be a part of, really, history, if you think about it.
It is, man. We are on a roll this week doing, I'm doing what, you know, we love doing, which is making movies. And, you know, it's really interesting. Over the last few years, we've really been able to see the kind of impact a movie can have on social causes as well as businesses and everything else. So obviously we're here to talk about one of our good friends. We're here to talk about some fun and exciting stuff. So I'm pumped and excited to be on the call, man. Thanks for hosting with me.
Definitely. And what's kind of ironic about this whole thing is that right now we're in San Diego and you are filming another legend and you're filming his life story. And what I think is really incredible about what you've been able to do and kind of watching your own path, if you will, journey over the past few years is that you've been able to direct and tell the story of some of the most influential personalities in the success field over the last 3-4 years. I mean, guys like Peter Diamandis, when you think about guys who were in that film, you got to interview Richard Branson for that film. You've had Mark Cuban on camera in the middle of the Mavericks arena. You've Nito Cobain, you know, and that's one of the most influential movies that help, you know, students choose to go to High Point University. Now with Brian Tracy and then here today talking about Jack Canfield. I mean, it's kind of got to be cool in one sense. And another time, I mean, you're getting to tell some of the top stories of our generation.
Yeah, and thanks, man. It's been really fun, and I never thought I'd be making films, but I'm glad to say that I am. One thing that's really interesting, that as I kind of connect the dots, and you know me, I don't think about these things a lot. They kind of start making sense to me when we're on a call for some reason. Years ago, I was working with Jack, and I said, hey, you know, here's my ambitions. He's like, well, you need to read a few books, and you know, one of them that he gave me was Think and Grow Rich, of course. And Think and Grow Rich is an amazing book. I mean, we even republished Think and Grow Rich today with some of our clients. But one of the things that Jack, you know, told me a few years ago is that, you know, look, it's going to sound kind of funny to you, but you have the ability to become kind of the new Napoleon Hill. He's like, you've had the ability to meet and work with a lot of amazing people. And I was like, I get it. But man, that's a tough role, a tough position. But then as I go now and look back at who I've been able to interview and what I've been able to learn from them, it's amazing the path I've been on that I've been able to hang out with so many amazing people and learn so much stuff, so much so that I've started making a list of the really influential people that I interview and like a big lesson or two I learned from them so that at some point when I write the book, I'll actually have the points written down. And that's really what we're doing. I mean, I've been blessed with the ability to meet some amazing people. I've learned so much from them. And if I can help anyone else who didn't have the ability to be in that room with them, whether they're in Malaysia or Germany or right here in Orlando, learn those lessons, it's like, well, why wouldn't you? And yeah, being able to make films on guys like Nito Cobain, who really was the first of this series I'm calling Masters of Success, and now being out in San Diego, ready to start filming with Brian Tracy tomorrow on kind of his life story and what others can learn from. It's not just a biopic. That's not what we do. We it's funny, when I made the movie on Peter Diamandis, Peter said he had turned down so many people about making a movie on him and his story and the X Prize. So those of you who don't know Peter, you haven't been listening to us enough, but Peter wrote the books Bold and Abundance, and he founded the X Prize, put the first private spaceship up in space through this prize, and now Richard Branson owns it. It's Virgin Galactic, and you can check out the movie. But he turned down so many people because he's like, I don't want a fluff piece about me. And I just was annoying enough, really. Like, I just bugged him until he said yes. And then when he finally saw the movie, he was like, man, you didn't just make a fluff piece of me. Because what we did is we took what Peter had accomplished through his life and his mission to go to space with him and his friends, and we tied it to the pulse of history, which is fascinating. It's like American Pickers. Like, learning history through American Pickers is fascinating because we're not just focused on, you know, the rote history of it. We're focusing on, I don't know, metal signs or ceramic signs from a certain period, and they talk about this was popular during the Eisenhower administration. Here's why, and here's, and you learn about history through something that's interesting. And I think that's what we did with Peter's movie. And in the same vein with this, it's somewhat like The Secret. I don't want to talk too much about The Secret because it's just The Secret, whatever. But and people have mixed opinions on it, and so do I. But what I want to do is I want to tell Brian's life story in that case, and then now Jack Canfield's life story. I want to tell their stories, but then I'm going to relate it to success principles that anyone can utilize to get ahead in life. And that, to me, is what's so exciting, because this is going to be, like, ultimately the most shareable thing ever. So, again, like when I told Jack my goals in life, and he said, hey, you know, here's some books you need to read. And this is Jack, our business partner, not Jack Canfield, but I'm sure Jack Canfield would have many great books. He'd probably just tell me to read The Success Principles, which would work out.
Yeah, it's a good start.
A good start. Great start. And, you know, what I what I love about these movies is it's not going to be like, you're going to be helping us make this movie, the movie's going to be made, and it's going to disappear. It's like the next time your nephew comes to you, your brother comes to you, your friend comes to you, your buddy who has seen your success and says, hey, I want to be successful too. Where do I start? You say, well, you know, I produced this movie about Jack Canfield, one of the most successful guys of all time. He wrote The Success Principles, sold over 600 million books with Chicken Soup for the Soul. Watch this first, then we can talk. And that's just an amazing, it's like so shareable. It's ridiculous. Not only will you want to share it with other people, so will your friends and their friends' friends. It truly will be viral in its own right because of what it teaches. So that's a bit of my rant, but that's why I'm excited about this.
No, I'm really excited. And I love that you kind of brought that into really what you've been up to and what you're doing and what we're trying to do here with this Jack Canfield film. And what I really find interesting, and this is when I started getting involved in the agency, it's crazy, like 5.5, going on 6 years now, which is nuts in its own right, is that you were putting together a film called Jacob's Turn. And this is really unique because you wanted to go out and tell a story, much like you're going out to tell Jack's story now, much like you went out to tell Peter's story and Nito's story. And you turned to, at the time, some of your clients, some of your friends, people in the community, and you said, hey, I want to go do this. Would you want to be a part of it with me? And I find that really unique because it's not, you know, Nick Nanton, 4-time Emmy Award winning producer. It's the combination of all these people getting involved in the film and being a part of the film and being there for the filming. And again, like you said, it's that shareable piece of content. But imagine not just saying like, here's a link to the movie, but saying, hey, I helped make this movie a reality. And you started this, I mean, almost 6 years ago with Jacob's Turn. And so kind of talk about how you've been able to get this off the ground, because you have had the support of this community for a long time.
Absolutely. And I there's no way I could do without it. And it's actually funny. Yesterday on Facebook, I got the notification that the photo that it had been 5 years since I had put that first Emmy in the air from Jacob's Turn.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I mean, the thing about it is, look, what I've, like I said, I didn't plan on making films, but I heard the story of Jacob's Turn. And even though it was a short story about one little boy from Floyd's Knobs, Indiana, it just touched me. And when I sent it to other people, it moved them as well. And I just knew the story needed to be told. I mean, there's so much. I mean, look, in our political climate right now, I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of just separation everyone has. And look, everyone has an opinion, and I get it, and you should. But there's so many things that we really can't change, particularly overnight. But stories and people's life and their lessons just can inspire and change people. I mean, when we were just at the UN with Jeff Hoffman, one of the founders of Priceline, he said that he's been traveling around the world. The Obama administration sent him. He's been to like 100 foreign countries, whatever. And entrepreneurship, in so many ways, is a great answer to even the problems of terrorism we have right now, because it gives people hope. It gives people the thought of a future. If you have no hope, no future, yeah, you're willing to do anything today.
Yeah.
That and if you're promised martyrdom or whatever, I mean, you're willing to do anything, because if there's no reason to stick around until tomorrow, and I feel like these stories do the same thing. They help people no matter where they're at in life. They help them see that there is a way, there is a future, there is a promise. And if you just, you know, if you just take the time to upgrade yourself, you just take time to learn. It was really funny. I was talking to Brian Tracy one day, and he was, you know, Brian, and Brian went on a bit of a rant. He's like, I was watching the news the other day, and this lady was on the news, and she was complaining that her fast food job wouldn't pay her more, that she needed to make $15 an hour. She was only making minimum wage. And he goes, and she was in her mid-30s. And I stopped myself and said, you know, I feel bad for this woman, but shame on her for never upgrading her own skills. And it's like, you know, I get it. And there's scenarios where there's always outliers and reasons why things don't happen. But at the end of the day, you and I know, for the most part, if you watch people and you try to help people and they're trying to help themselves, there's a whole lot of progress that can be made. And so these stories are just, they're just shareable, and they need to be told. And certainly I can't tell them on my own. I can't even operate a camera. I mean, I need a film crew. I need a sound crew. I need editors. I need everything. But what I've been able to do, which is really what a producer and a director does, is determine a vision for what's going to happen and then bring all the pieces together to make it happen. I don't know how many films I've made now, but I think it's close to 30 maybe. You know, we've had, I think, 13 or 14 Emmy nominations. I've had 4 wins. A bunch of our guys on the crew have won. It's been an amazing journey. Our clients have been able to come along as producers, executive producers, come to the Emmys, come along for the ride. And truly, in a way, I don't want to sound trite, but be a part of changing the world. Because these stories, it's not like you tell the story to someone and it disappears. you tell the story in an archival format to where it can always be watched, it can always be listened to, it can always be heard, it can always change someone's life. And up to this point, we've always made all of our films free for everyone to watch. And the cool thing is, as a producer, executive producer, you're going to have that ability as well with this film.
Yeah.
But we also now, with our films, you know, winning the number of Emmys we've won, getting the quality content we've produced now, we are in heavy conversations with big hitters, and there's always additional outlets for these films. So the credibility of that is great, but also just being able to share these stories and bring people along for the ride. So what we do is we get our best clients and friends together and say, hey, look, we want to make this film. Here's what we're going to do with it. Here's what we're going to give you in order to help us, but we need your help. We need your financial support. And if you'll support it, we're going to do all this cool stuff for you. Come on the journey. Join us. Let's make it happen. And I did it on a whim, that very unsure of what was going to happen with Jacob's Turn in our mastermind the day before the Grammys, with some really influential people in the room. And people stepped up. It's funny, not exactly the people I expected to step up, by the way, but some amazing people stepped up, helped us raise the money to make the movie, won our first Emmy. And went on, we made a movie in Dominican Republic on women and microloans and their businesses. That won an Emmy. We filmed one at the orphanage that I take my kids to every year called Mi Casa Hogar in Mexico. That won an Emmy. We won two Emmys for Peters on Visioneer. We got Emmy nominations for Nito Cobain's, Success and Significance. And as I was going through all that, I started seeing some common threads. There are many series one could make, but I started to look at who are the legends in the success world, these masters. And so as it turns out, Nito Cobain is really the first one. That'll be the first in our series. I don't know if it'll be the first one we release, but the first one we filmed in our Masters of Success series. Then we also have Brian Tracy's, which we're making right now. And then now we're asking you to join us on the journey as we make Jack Canfield's. And his is going to be called The Soul of Success, which is awesome because Jack has an amazing soul for helping people find success. It's going to be part of our Masters of Success series, and we want to ask you guys to join us on that. And of course, we can go through the details, but I want to make sure I covered everything you wanted me to cover there.
Yeah, I love that. And so before we get into exactly how they can join as a producer, executive producer on this film, let's just talk a little bit about Jack. And, you know, much like Brian, very influential in changing a lot of people's lives. I know that, you know, I've read the books, you've read the books. We've had, you know, we spent mastermind days with Jack. We've filmed shows with him. And what he does to the people in his world, the people who have bought his program, seen his seminars, I mean, they drastically transform their lives. But if someone just off the street comes up and says, hey, tell me about Jack Canfield, it's a little difficult to sometimes tell the story. And I think that's one of the reasons why we wanted to make this movie, is so that it is an easy way to transfer. This is Jack. This is the power that he has. These are his principles that he's learned over the years and how you can apply them too. So talk a little bit about why Jack and why Jack's been so influential in people's lives.
Yeah, well, Jack obviously, I mean, is kind of the grandfather of kind of personal development and success. And I mean, great story. I mean, he was an inner city school teacher, went to Harvard. He's from West Virginia. He didn't even think about going to Harvard, but he had a teacher who really believed in him. And then he actually became mentored by W. Clement Stone. Just an amazing, amazing story. But here's how I break it down, what Jack really does. Of course, you know, he and Mark Victor Hansen got turned down over 100 times with their book series, Chicken Soup for the Soul, but they still found a way to do it. Jack, look, most of us would say, who are listening to this call, I mean, not everyone, but a lot of people would say, we have a certain amount of self-belief where we don't really think there's a whole lot we can't accomplish. And I would say a lot of us on the call would say, look, we would say verbally, yeah, there's nothing you can't do if you don't put your mind to it. But we all do have things that we shy away from, things that we won't commit to, things that we say, I'm not going to commit to that. And it really is out of fear. It's out of fear of failure. It's out of fear of our own fears, having to face them. And so at the end of the day, I challenge everyone on the call to think about, there's something you're not tackling right now because you have some deep inner fear of that maybe you haven't even uncovered yet, but your mind just shuts it out. And Jack Canfield is the only guy that I know that can help you overcome that fear. I think Tony Robbins is really good at it as well.
Yeah.
But Jack has a different way of doing it, and he reaches a different audience. And so it's just, he can help you. Look, we can all talk about the law of attraction. That's what, you know, the secret is all about.
Yeah.
But a lot of people explain it in a really kind of way that doesn't make sense. Hey, if you just think about it, manifest it, it will happen. And to some extent, what you focus on does expand. So I get that. And your brain does start to try to find subconscious ways to connect dots and all sorts of stuff. But some of it sounds like jargon and jumbo, just jumbled stuff. But Jack really makes it make sense. You know, you and I both spent a lot of time with Jack over the years, but spending a full day with him working on the inner you is something that most of us had thought we had surpassed the need for that.
Totally.
Not true.
Not at all.
No, I mean, he really just, what it does is it lights a fire on what's that other thing that's even scarier, that other big, hairy, audacious goal that you maybe were suppressing for a little while. Like, I've always said I want to write hit songs, and Jack got me, I mean, I wrote down on the top 100 things I want to do in life. He had you write that list. I'm not done with it yet because it's a lot of things. it's just a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't want to just, you know, I've been writing a lot in Nashville. We had Tim McGraw just recently put a song on hold. But I want to write the song of the year now. Like, I don't want to just write a good song. I want to write the best song of the year. And that's scary because that may never happen. Look, if I fall short and write a Grammy-winning song for something else, I'll be okay with that. But he made me really think about it. That's a true goal of mine. And so Jack is amazing at helping you even see what you're not seeing yourself. And I don't mean that in a corny way. Look, I think I'm pretty honest with myself. But Jack does go deeper, makes you go deeper to find out what it is you really want to accomplish and then gives you tools to do so. And in The Soul of Success, we're going to talk about Jack's amazing story throughout his life. I'm sure we'll have some amazing other people who we can interview because everyone loves Jack Canfield. And then we're going to lay out some things that other people can do, some basic principles other people can do to become successful. So Jack's just an amazing guy. I don't know how else to put it. He's magnetic. He's helped so many people that you wouldn't even have any idea that called in Jack to help with phobias and fears and all sorts of crazy things. And now he dedicates his life to it as well. And look, I'm just excited that we can show that and share that with a lot of people who sadly will never read the Success Principles or will never get to hear Jack speak or talk to him personally. Those of you who support the movie, well, you get to meet him personally, and you'll even get to sit in on some of the interview stuff. But I want us to help share this with the world. I'm going to just add one more thing I think is so important about this is that if you're thinking like, this sounds really cool, but I'm not exactly sure how it's going to help me. Here's the way I would ask you to think about it in some ways. Look, if you are sharing someone else's story of success, your clients and prospects are going to bypass mentally your own need for their business. They're going to assume, they're going to know you are so successful that you don't just help other people. You are actually helping tell the story of one of the legends of our time so that it can help thousands and millions of people all around the world. They're not going to think you're selling them anything. They're going to know you're so successful. You don't need a sale here or a sale there, or they're not going to not give you the business. Now they're definitely giving you the business, but they're going to go beyond mentally the fact that, oh, this person's trying to sell me something. They need my business. They're going to go, man, no, this guy's so successful. Or this lady is so successful. I would love to be a part of what she's doing because she is helping tell an amazing success story to help others. She has bypassed her own success. She's now so successful, she wants to become a legacy of helping other people become successful. And that is amazingly powerful in the minds of your clients and prospects because they no longer see you as a threat, as a salesperson, you're now someone helping the world and they want to be a part of you helping the world. And it's just amazing what happens when you remove that barrier and remove that wall.
Yeah, and later in the call, I want to go through some other just ways that you can really use this film to grow your business. But before we get into that, there's some people right now who are saying, Nick, I want in. Let me know the details. When are you going to film with Jack? What's kind of the deal? What I love about what you've done here is this isn't like, it's not a donation, right? You're not just donating to Nick's Go Film Fund. You're actually getting some incredible deliverables that you can use, A, to grow your business, to grow your celebrity status, to become that authority in your marketplace. And this is actually a very, very valuable package for you that you can leverage. And that's something that you spent a lot of time with, you, me, and Jack Dix, and Lindsay spent a lot of time making sure that we make it really valuable for you so that, you know, you want to be a part of this and you get media that you can use out of it. And you, again, get to be a part of this entire process. So talk a little bit about, you know, how does all of this work? I mean, is this like a 3-month Hollywood set? We got to be in Malibu for 3 months shooting this film? Or, I mean, how does this all work?
No, you do not need to be. That's the good news. So here's what's going to happen. The shoot is actually taking place really November 9th and 10th. we're going to have a welcome reception with me and you guys to get to know everyone. Because first of all, as I say all the time, the network you're going to create here is going to be amazing. You're going to be working with some amazing other people who are like-minded, successful people who want to share Jack's story too. Excuse me. So that's going to be amazing. So you're going to meet us for a welcome reception on November 9th. And just outside of L.A., Jack lives just a little ways outside of L.A. in a beautiful, beautiful town. We'll be staying there and celebrating there and filming there. But you're going to come in the evening of the 9th. You're going to meet me for a welcome reception. And then the morning of the 10th, you're going to come and we're going to have Jack speak for a little bit and teach some success principles for probably about an hour. And then I'm going to interview Jack for probably a couple of hours, which will be his principal interview for the entire film. And you get to sit in the audience and watch that. Now, in that, I'm not going to be in the movie. I'm going to be asking him the questions. You're not really going to be in the movie. Actually, as he's teaching, you may be in the movie in the audience. But this is not a starring role for you. We're there to help tell his story. But you get to sit in and watch it and be a part of the history of making his being a part of the history of making his movies. So, again, welcome reception on the 9th. And then for the morning of the 10th, you're going to see Jack speak in an intimate environment. There's going to be 20 of us. And you're going to be able to then watch me do his principal interview, which is going to be fascinating, really, because I already have it outlined. Just the things we're going to talk about are amazing. And then the afternoon of the 9th, the afternoon of the 10th, I'm going to do an interview with you on why you're so excited about Jack Canfield, what he's meant to you, how you learned about Jack Canfield, what you're here doing, you know, in LA, and then why you're excited to be a producer or executive producer, depending on which role you choose. And you're going to end up with a 3 to 5 minute cool little interview, plus some B-roll of you sitting in the audience, as well as the evening of the 10th. This is probably the most exciting part. I'm inviting you for a private dinner at Jack's private estate. We're going to go have a private dinner at Jack's to celebrate the filming of the movie. Of course, you can get to speak with Jack, get your photo with him. We're going to take some video footage of you dining and enjoying company at his house with Jack. And again, it's kind of a celebration wrap with the rest of the, you know, producers and executive producers you've gotten to know over the course of the filming. And how cool is that, that for years to come, you're going to be able to say, oh yeah, I know all about success. You know, I actually produced or executive produced a movie on Jack Canfield called The Soul of Success. You might've seen it. And not only that, but I got to have a private dinner with Jack and the other producers at Jack's estate outside of LA, which is unbelievable. I've never been to his estate, never been to his house. I'm excited to, and we're going to have a private dinner there. So that's the kind of, so November 9th is going to be the welcome reception. The 10th is going to be all the filming, his interview, his speech, your quick interview, and then that private dinner at his house. And so that's November 10th. So November 9th and 10th, you got to be there for those dates. And it's going to be absolutely amazing. And then, Greg, is there anything else you want me to cover before I go into kind of the laundry list of what you get for being a producer, executive producer?
No, let's knock it out, man.
Sounds good. So there's two options here. We're going to have 15 producers as the max, 15 producers and 5 executive producers. And so let me tell you what each will get, and then we'll talk about the commitment for each. So as a producer, you're, of course, going to get a press release naming you as a producer on the film. We will write it. We will then syndicate it online. You'll be able to find it, share it with other news outlets, and people will find it when they search for you and the movie. You're also going to get naming credit in the film naming you as a producer. So in the film, on screen, in the credits, you will be named as a producer. We will also give you a sizzle reel of your involvement in the project. The sizzle reel is that thing where I'm going to interview you. We have some B-roll of you in the audience. We have some B-roll of you at Jack's house. That B-roll is extra footage over the top of our interview. We'll put it in, and you get a cool little reel showing your involvement in the project. You're going to get naming credit on the movie posters as a producer. So in the movie poster, you're going to be named as a producer. You're going to get a full 24 by 36 full-size limited edition copy of the movie poster, suitable for framing. It'll be a custom edition that will say from Emmy Award-winning director Nick Nanton and producer Jim Smith or whatever it is. You'll be featured on that custom version of the movie poster. We're also going to give you a production certificate certifying your role as a producer on the film, so a nice certificate for framing. If we win a Telly Award, Telly Awards are awarded for video production. We win a lot of them. You will be awarded a personalized statue, so you get a statue for your office. You'll be invited to attend the movie premiere of the film. So we're going to have a private invitation-only movie premiere of the film. We typically do these either in Times Square or in L.A. You get to come to that. I would imagine Jack will be there. We're going to have a nice private premiere, and you're going to get to hype that up, too. And you're also going to get, this is really cool, we're going to have an IMDb listing, so Internet Movie Database, which is like Wikipedia for movies, come up really high in the search engines. You're going to get an IMDb listing showing you as a producer of the movie, The Soul of Success. You're going to get that. And we're also going to make you a custom webpage that you can give to people when you want to share the movie privately, but yeah, that you'll be able to use. So that's going to be pretty amazing. You have it, it'll say brought to you by, you know, Emmy Award-winning director Nick Nanton and producer Jim Smith, and here's private access to the movie. So we'll give you a way to do that. So that's obviously awesome. So for being a producer, not only you get to come on the trip and experience history in the making, you'll be tied to this film forever. And should we get nominated for an Emmy, which we typically do, you will be invited. You can buy tickets. You can come. We typically try, the way the Emmys works, if it's not prime time or daytime, it goes to regions. We often will go to the regions. The reason I tell you that, you know, we are likely not going to be at the primetime Emmys, but they're amazing. They're fun. I mean, Greg, you've been. It's a great time.
Yeah,
we
great party.
Yeah. And should we win any Emmys, you'll get to take pictures with it and everything else. They will not let me give you one. But even if we get nominations, you'll be able to say you're the producer of an Emmy-nominated film. If we win, you're the producer of an Emmy-winning film. And, of course, we'll let you take all the pictures you want and everything else, and we'll tie you to that Emmy as much as possible. I even have a guy who will paint the Emmy for you if you want to hang it up and put it in your office, all that stuff. So you will be forever, you know, tied to this as a producer on the movie. So press release naming you as a producer on the film. Naming credit in the film, naming you as a producer. That little reel with me interviewing you, showing you, being involved in the project. Naming credit on all the movie posters as a producer. A limited edition 24x36 full-size copy of the movie poster featuring you, suitable for framing. A production certificate certifying your role as a producer. If we win a Telly Award, you'll be awarded a personalized statue. If we get invited to the Emmys, you'll get to buy a ticket and come with us there. An invitation to move to attend the private movie premiere of the film. We'll get an IMDb listing that will list your name on it, showing you as a producer, and the private webpage where you can share it with your friends and other people you want to share it with. That's that. Then also, I do expect this will have some outlet on TV as well, and obviously you'll get to use the credibility of that. Can't guarantee that because haven't made the movie yet, but we're getting some really hot activity with our other films there, so I expect that to happen as well. Places like PBS are viable options, as well as some cool channels on Apple TV we can talk about. That's the first option, a producer role. I'll go ahead and tell you the commitment for producer role, I think, is very minimal to spend that private time with Jack Canfield and to get that credibility. Normally, to be anywhere near producing a film, you had $100,000, $200,000, $1 million. We've broken it down, as we always do, in just 12 simple, easy payments, in this case, investment of $997, 12 payments of $997. So, less than $1,000 a month, and you get to come experience all this stuff and forever be tied to this film. And the best part is, unlike most people who direct and produce movies, I'm not going to lie to you, you're not going to make a dime from this movie off the receipts of the movie.
Right.
You can absolutely use it to grow your business. We're going to talk about that in a minute. It's an amazing strategy to grow your persona, grow your position in the community, like I talked about earlier, and to grow your status. But, you know, you're not investing in a movie where it's going to be, you know, where people promise you, oh, if you give us $100,000, you're going to make millions of dollars. That's not what we do this for. We do this to share a story. We're doing a low budget anyway, but they look amazing. We do this to share the story, and you can be a part of it, and you can use it to grow your business. And you absolutely can make money using this in your business. But again, I'm not going to lie to you like everyone else does, because movies just really aren't that profitable. They're very difficult to make profitable. We're just doing this to tell the story. And our profit is in sharing this message with the world, helping more people, and, you know, elevating your positioning. And not only that, getting the time to spend with Jack Canfield, learning directly from him. So that's 12 payments of $997. The executive producer role is very cool. We only will allow 5 of those outside of us, of me and Jack. So there'll be 5 additional executive producers, and you get some additional benefits. You get to come to our XB Awards in September of 2017. And you're going to receive an XB award for a media and communications XB for serving as a producer or executive producer for serving as an executive producer in this case on the film. That's included. That's just under $4,000 for that ticket alone and the awards. 2 days of our Thought Leader Summit in Hollywood. Get to receive your award in the same place where the first Oscars ever were held. The people who make the Emmys and the Oscars make our awards. We can get you more details on that, but an amazing event. Nearly 300 people attend, and you will be singled out for being executive producer on this movie and getting your award on stage there. It'll be amazing. And not only that, we're also going to throw in a golden reel, which is an amazing award. We have these gold-plated old-school film reels that are framed in these huge frames. They're even hard to ship. You'll get one of those. We'll show you a picture of that on the landing page, what you're going to get. You get a golden reel to hang in your office showing you're an executive producer on this movie. look, the XPs alone are an extra $4,000. The Golden Reel, super expensive as well. This is really the additional credibility, though, also of being one of just a few executive producers, a higher level producer. And that, we would, like I said, will only take five, and that'll be 12 easy payments of $14.97. So 12 payments of $14.97 to be executive producer. You get everything the producer gets, plus the XP award in 2017 in Hollywood and the Golden Reel. That's 12 easy payments of $14.97 and all the producer stuff, which is amazing. Obviously, more people will be producers because we have more roles for that. And also, obviously, it's a little less investment, and you'll be able to help out with that. So 12 easy payments of $9.97 or 12 easy payments of $14.97. You obviously be able to experience all this stuff before you even finish paying. We will deliver as we always do. And most importantly, we're going to have a lot of fun. Now, I know Greg and I are going to talk about a few more things here, but if you want to go ahead and apply now, again, we can only take 15 producers and five executive producers. Know that that is not a changing number. 15 producers, five executive producers. And here's how you can participate. You can go right now to celebritybrandingagency.com/jackfilm. J-A-C-K-F-I-L-M. celebritybrandingagency.com/jackfilm. Or you can go to you can give a call to your agent or email your agent if you have one, or you can email info@celebritybrandingagency.com. That's info@celebritybrandingagency.com. Or you can always call our office and ask for an agent, and you can call 800-980-1626. That's 800-980-1626. Incredible opportunity, guys. This is not one you want to pass up. So many huge fans of Jack Canfield, like myself. I'm so excited to be a part of this, to be directing it. We will put out an amazing press release for you just as soon as you get involved. Again, celebritybrandingagency.com/jackfilm. And obviously, fill out your application. We ask you some questions because we're going to associate you with us, with Jack, with the rest of the film. If for some reason you are not approved to be a producer, executive producer on the film, we will refund your deposit. So go ahead and just make your deposit. We'll refund if you're not approved. Look, we're not trying to exclude people. We want to be inclusive. We want to help the most people, help the most people. That's our mission statement. And so, apply, get in on this before you miss out. I know we even sent a media alert to some of our private clients, and people are already, I'm getting calls from our agents today. People are excited about it. It's going to go quickly, and I want to see you in November the 9th and 10th. And I want you to be a part of this because it truly is an amazing, amazing opportunity.
Yep. And so that link one more time is celebritybrandingagency.com/jackfilm, J-A-C-K-F-I-L-M. And that's all one word in Jack Film. Again, celebritybrandingagency.com/jackfilm. And Nick, I want to touch on some of the things that you talked about, because now I want to talk about there's some people who should 100% want to be there, want to be a part of this. And that is anyone that's really been impacted by Jack. They've been to his seminars. They've read his books. They've bought some of his training courses. They've been in his coaching groups, things like that. And their life has changed from this. And now they have an opportunity to tell that story, right? And I think that person who's listening right now understands they need to be a part of this. But there's probably someone out there, maybe it's just it's they're a real estate agent. They're a financial advisor. They're a dentist. They're a life coach or some type of coach. And they're like, this sounds cool, but, you know, to make an investment at this level, how can I use this to grow my business? And there's some interesting things that you threw out there. The one that kind of struck out to me is just even something as little as your name being in the credit of the film. So you tell someone to watch this film, and at the end, they're watching it, and then your name shows up on the credits of the film. That person goes, oh my God, I know that person. He's the one that gave me, like, just that now mindset shift to the person who saw your name in a credit of an actual film. It completely changes your positioning. And it's happened to me, like, and people kind of know the business that we're in, and they see my name. And I'm sure this happens to you all the time. People see your name, they're like, whoa, you're the director of this film? They're like, yeah, that's kind of what I do. But it's incredible what just something like that can do. The IMDb profile. So I wanted to touch on some of those, but what are some of, if you were a real estate agent, let's use that as an example, how could a real estate agent use the fact that they're a producer on this film in order to grow their business?
Yeah. So here's what I love. I talked a little bit about it before, but I tell clients all the time. I had a call with a fitness professional last week.
Cool.
And he was saying, hey, how do I stand out in this sea of so many fitness professionals? I said, well, you have to go beyond being a fitness professional. So it's just obvious that you're so good at what you do, they got to come to you for fitness. So anything you want to sell, move beyond that to the next step. And then people will just automatically fill in line for the stuff below, which is amazing. So, like, there's a million real estate agents. I don't know, only through me, I know real estate agents and real estate professionals who are producers on movies. And not only that, a producer on a movie about success. So as I am showing houses, as I'm helping people get the mortgage they want, as I'm helping people find their dream home or sell their home and move on to new success in life, I'm pitching against 10 other real estate agents, or a friend's brought me in and they don't know me at all, but I got a great referral and I'm going to say, hey, I'm really excited, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that you are interested in having me sell your home and help you find your dream home. What I want you to know is I'm not just a real estate agent. Of course, you tell them a little bit about yourself, whether I have kids too, or I live in this area too, or whatever you use to build credibility in your area. But beyond that, I'm a movie producer. Actually, have you ever heard of the book series Chicken Soup for the Soul? Of course. Yeah, well, I personally know Jack Canfield, who wrote that book. In that series, there's over 600 million copies sold. Only the Bible sold more copies, kind of a fun fact. And, you know, I know Jack personally, and I actually was asked to help produce a movie on Jack's life and his success principles. And not only that, but in order to help teach other people success. So while you're making these decisions, I feel like I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't share with you what my real passion is helping people find success in all walks of life. So, of course, we're going to get your house sold for top dollar. Of course, we're going to find you the right new home. But also, I want to share this. I want to share what true success is and how you can achieve it too. Obviously, you've been successful by this home, but there's more levels of it. And I want you to think of me as someone who can help you find that success. Of course, in this case, with your home, but in other areas of life. And they're going to go, oh my God, where has this guy or lady been my whole life? Like, no one ever approached real estate this way. He's so good at real estate. You don't have to talk about that. He's focused on what really matters in life, which is success in helping people. So that's just an easy way to put it. Of course, you can send copies of the DVD to clients. You can drop them off with them. You can send them the private link to watch it. You know, you can add to your bio, and has also produced, you know, the film, or served as a producer, executive producer on the film, The Soul of Success, with the legendary Jack Canfield. Of course, if we win an Emmy, he'll say, you know, he produced or she produced an Emmy award-winning film. I mean, so there's so many ways you can use it. It's credibility beyond your industry. And that is truly how you transcend the business world, because you're no longer competing in a sea of sameness. You've transcended your industry. You happen to be really good at it. You happen to be so good at it that everyone wants you, and you're off doing other amazing things. You're a real estate professional, or a massage therapist, or a fitness professional, or a dentist, or a cosmetic dentist, or a financial advisor who produces movies on success because you want to help other people. I don't think it can get much better than that.
No, man, I love that. And you brought it really home for everyone listening. And just in my head, you know, I'm thinking like an open house. I mean, imagine the movie playing at an open house. And, you know, again, it's another talking point, because now these people come into an open house, they might want to list their house with you because of these reasons. You said, you know, throw in a shock and awe package, you know, have it up on your website. I mean, there's so much.
Host a movie premiere in your own hometown.
Yeah.
And when you host a movie premiere about something important, you invite the mayor, you invite influential people in the community. They don't want to miss out. You can have a red carpet, black tie premiere of your own. You can use it as a client appreciation party. There's so many things you can do to make a buzz and to build a deeper connection with your audience. You know, it's funny, Greg, my agents call me all the time and say, hey, this guy keeps asking, and I don't know how to answer, what's the ROI on this thing? And I often say this, look, one of the best analogies I got was that I have is, you know, Jack, my business partner, said, hey, if someone asked you the day you graduated from law school, you know, what's your ROI going to be? Or when you're applying to law school, what's your ROI going to be on this? You don't know. Just know you're going to use it to help people, and it's going to grow your business, going to grow your persona. I'd say the same thing about that here. I don't know what your ROI is going to be, but think about it. If you had this credibility in your bailiwick, how much more could you do in your community? How much more attention would people pay to you? I think that that's important. And also, I would say this too. We like to work with mission-driven people. If ROI, dollar ROI right now is your most important thing you're talking about, I understand you got to get an ROI. I do too. We all do. I'm not bypassing that, but I'm just saying if that's the only thing you're thinking about is more dollars tomorrow, you're probably not the right client for us. We want people who have success, want to achieve success, want to help others, want to help the most people, are on a mission to accomplish something, and every step they can get closer is a step closer to that mission, and that's what they live for. That's who we want to work with. That's what this is. This is another step closer to accomplishing your overall mission, because you're going to be helping, you know, as it's been said many times before by Zig Ziglar, I believe said it, you know, if you help others achieve what they want to achieve, they'll help you achieve what you want to achieve. And this is that
Prime example.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. And so, again, guys, if you're listening right now and you want to apply for this, just head on over to celebritybrandingagency.com/jackfilm. That's JACKFILM, all one word, celebritybrandingagency.com/jackfilm. You can always send in any questions that you have to info@celebritybrandingagency.com or call up the office. Call your agent at 800-980-1626. Again, 800-980-1626. I know we both talk fast, so it's hard to write down that number sometimes. But give us a call. Ask those questions. This is an opportunity. What's crazy about this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, sometimes, you know, we have some programs where maybe you can jump into it again in the future or different things arise. You're not going back to film another movie, more than likely, about what you're doing with Jack. And so this is a one-time opportunity for you to get involved in the series Masters of Success and to ride, you know, the journey of everything that Nick's going to do to make sure that this film gets into as many people's hands as possible. So, you know, A, I commend you for making this happen. I know it wasn't an overnight, you know, process to get Jack to commit to opening up his home to folks, to get, you know, people to come out and be a part of this film. And I know that it's going to, you know, create this legacy to live on. You know, what I love when we were talking about the Brian Tracy film, just and this one's the same. I can't wait to show this to my kids. And I know you, this is something that now you can share with your kids. Is it, you know, mine are 3 and 2, you know, yours are a little bit older. But as they, you know, become young adults, like, these are the principles that I'm going to be able to share long after Jack's gone. He's going to be here for a long time, but, you know,
sure.
But to pass on generation to generation. So again, celebritybrandingagency.com/jackfilm is where you can learn more and you can apply. And Nick, this has been awesome. And I think we really covered a lot of ground and getting people excited for what we're putting together. Real quick, do you want to just go over the dates one more time? Just so that we can make sure that people come in at the right time. Cause you don't want to miss dinner at Jack Canfield's house, you know, cause you're on a late flight. Just kind of quickly go over the dates for everyone and we can kind of wrap up from there.
Sure. You want to be in by the afternoon of November 9th and you don't want to leave till the morning of November 11th. I mean, that's how you will.
Perfect.
You'll be able to participate in everything and get the private dinner, watch the filming, get your interview for your little sizzle reel and everything else. So it'll be amazing. I would just say, look, you know, be a part of history, be a part of the legacy. That's what we're doing. We want you to come on along with the journey with us. We can't do it without you. So help us, and let's help Jack Canfield. Let's help share his message with even more people in the world. And I appreciate all of you. I know many of you are going to step up and help us. I can't wait to see you in November. And I love going on journeys like this with you. Thanks so much, guys. And thanks for hosting this with me, Greg. And I'll see you guys November 9th and 10th, just outside of LA, at Jack Canfield's house. Thanks, guys.
That's awesome. Thanks.